With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump insists he will not be rushed into prematurely ending the Iran war, suggesting he's in it to finish the job.
The president said he's under no pressure to make a hasty agreement with Iran.
I don't want to rush it. I want to take my time. We have plenty of time. And I want to get a great deal. I want to get a deal where our nation and the world is safe.
He was pushing back against several reporters' questions about exceeding the 4 to 6 week timeline that he and his aides previously set for the war. If Iran doesn't agree to a war-ending deal, the president said the U.S. would finish it up militarily. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president says Israel and Lebanon have agreed to extend a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah by 3 weeks after talks at the White House. The president says a meeting of the Israeli and Lebanese ambassadors, the second in the past week, went very well. An American soldier is accused of taking a gamble that could cost him much more than he won.
Federal prosecutors allege a U.S. Special Forces soldier involved in the planning and execution of the military operation to capture Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro used that knowledge to win more than $400,000 in an online betting market. The indictment says the soldier was promoted to the rank of Master Sergeant in 2023, the second highest enlisted rank in the Army. He's been charged with unlawful use of confidential government information for personal gain, theft of non-public government information, commodities fraud, wire fraud, and making an unlawful monetary transaction. He could face years in prison. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Powerful storms have again pounded the plains. Destructive tornadoes, damaging hail reported across parts of Oklahoma and Kansas. Dow futures down 181 points. NASDAQ futures are up 157. This is SRN News. It's victory for religious freedom in Washington state.
A federal district court has rejected a request by the state that it dismiss a lawsuit filed by a Christian couple. Shane and Jennifer DeGross were rejected as foster parents because they would not agree to a new stipulation by Washington that they agree to help any child in their care live as the opposite sex, should that child ask to do so. Alliance Defending Freedom represents the couple and says the state is putting ideology above kids' needs. Michael Harrington reporting.
Prominent attorney Alan Dershowitz is quitting the Democratic Party. The lifelong Democrat tells the Wall Street Journal that anti-Semites are taking control of the institution and he will register as a Republican. Dershowitz says there is no denying that the hard left anti-Israel wing of the Democratic Party has moved from the fringe to the mainstream. Republicans have their own anti-Semitic fringe, but for now, it remains a fringe. This is SRN News. How to make sure the school bus driver is not driving impaired.
The NTSB says all new school buses should be equipped with alcohol detection systems to ensure the drivers are not intoxicated. That recommendation comes out of the investigation of a West Virginia crash that led to the amputation of one boy's leg and caused serious injuries to two other youngsters. The driver in that crash was sentenced to up to 110 years in prison. Jason Walker reporting.
The National Transportation Safety Board says a firefighter whose truck collided with an Air Canada jet last month on a runway at New York's LaGuardia Airport heard an air traffic controller repeatedly shout, "Stop," over the radio, but he did not know who the warning was for, according to newly released investigative reports. More details, SRNNews.com.